A new part of the Affordable Care Act kicks in this year. It requires small businesses to offer health insurance to their full-time workers. A few years ago, some fast food restaurant owners tried to get around that by making more workers part-time. Now, some are rethinking their strategy. April Nuboski of member station KQED reports.
A few cars idle in line at a Burger King drive-thru off Highway 99 in California's Central Valley. Inside, half a dozen workers in black uniforms scurry around, grabbing packets of ketchup, stuffing paper bags with French fries. Tiana Mua has worked here almost a year.
I'm part-time.
But she'd like to be full-time.
Because I want to become independent.
But at this Burger King, only the managers are full-time. The company didn't respond to an interview request, but Mua says it's like that at fast food joints all over town. It's hard to get full-time work.
I think because, like, they're cutting back on all jobs, and, like, a lot of people have been, like, let go and everything already.
One reason is the local economy is bad. People aren't eating out as much, and sales are down. But there's another reason that might explain why fast food employees aren't getting more hours. Obamacare. Starting this year, businesses with 50 or more employees have to offer health insurance to all full-time staff. Some fast food franchise owners figured they'd just make as many people as they could part-time. A U.S. Chamber of Commerce survey found nearly 60% of small franchise businesses said they would make personnel changes like this.
The ones that did it successfully did it 3-4 years ago.
Kaya Brownlee is an attorney helping employers comply with the Affordable Care Act.
But here's an interesting thing that I've seen in my actual practice.
Brownlee says some of those restaurant owners who cut hours to sidestep the health law now regret it.
A lot of the fast food franchisees that did this are now coming back and saying it was a great idea for reducing the number of people that I have to offer benefits, but now I can't run my restaurants.
They tell her it's been a nightmare trying to manage a part-time staff.
Because you've got people who are less loyal, you've got people who are less skilled, who don't understand the business, and there's more turnover.
So Brownlee has seen a lot of those restaurants reverse course.
You know, employers think that there's a shortcut here or there, and then they realize, yeah, that shortcut really, you know, hurt me more than it helped me.
Large fries, but a small drink. You got no bacon on the burger, right?
At the Carl's Jr. in Chowchilla in the Central Valley, manager Sylvia Campos tries to keep as many workers full-time as possible. She says it makes her job easier.
It's a small town. It's really, for me, it's hard to find that really good employees. We have employees, and then for some one reason, they don't like it and go. So it is really hard to keep the good people.
But Campos says some workers don't want more hours. Their part-time salary makes them eligible for government coverage through Medicaid.
Someone said, no, keep me on the part-time, and that's good with me. It's because other insurance, they you don't have to make it that much money for qualifying.
The company insurance costs $300 a month. And some workers say they're better off making less money and getting their coverage free from the state.
No, that's it. Thank you.
For NPR News, I'm April Dymbosky.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, KQED, and Kaiser Health News.